There you are. I have been sent on a top-secret mission to retrieve you. While your mother seems to believe that you were kidnapped by the garden gnomes, I had a feeling you were doing something top-secret of your own. And I was right. Let me guess. Your uncle was just starting to retell his college stories, wasn't he? Yep. Very smart retreat soldier. And looking at the joint in your hand, I can see you picked up some contraband. Since I have succeeded in ensuring you're no longer missing in action, can I have a hit? Looking at me like, really? Do you think I don't know what that is? I could smell it as soon as I started to walk in your direction. If you were trying to hide the fact that you're getting high, you might have wanted to go with an edible. I wouldn't have been able to follow the smoke plume then. When I left the party, your Aunt Sharon was already complaining about how it's been forever since she's last saw you. She was saying she needs a proper hug before she leaves because it's going to be Christmas the next time she sees you. If you want, we can hide out here together so you can get out of it. Her perfume has always been way too fucking strong, you know. Now, are you going to be nice and share some with your favorite aunt? Hey, just because we're not related doesn't mean you shouldn't share with me. Wouldn't it be more fun if someone were smoking with you? Thank you, dear. That's good. So, was it your uncle retelling his stories or your dad's friend John that broke the camel's back and made you come out here? Well, don't worry. Your old Aunt Natasha's here to save the day, or something. Quite frankly, I was going to end up pushing your uncle into the pond, but I think he's wearing so much polyester that it would only end up weighing him down. I don't want to be charged with manslaughter or something. What? Not even a smile? And here I thought weed was supposed to make someone happy. Lighten up, dear. It's just a party. It'll be over soon enough. You don't have to hide and sulk like this. Though, I will admit, seeing you like this, sneaking away from the rest of the party, it reminds me of when you were little and you used to do this. And do you remember who was the only person to convince you to rejoin the rest of them? Of course it was me. You might be your parents' kid, but you always preferred my attention. Oh, I remember when it turned into a crush during your teenage years. Do you remember the huge crush you used to have on me? Of course I knew about it, dear. You weren't slick. Flustering every time I walked in the room. Eyes would go directly to my cleavage regardless of what I was wearing. I mean, the instant I would leave the room, I would feel your eyes glue onto my ass or something. You would practically eye bang me in front of everyone without a care in the world. It was only quite funny because of how bold you were, how your vision was so laser focused on me, like I was the only woman in the world or something. I'm guessing when you went to college, you found a new sweetheart, didn't you? I think you're just trying to be nice to an older gal. Give me some sort of hope that someone younger might actually be interested in me. Oh, did your mother not tell you? Yeah, we ended up divorcing. It was a year, maybe two at this point. Old news, though. Haven't really had anything meaningful since. I've been mostly just hooking up with people. I found that I don't mind being single. It allows me to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And if I need something, I can just text someone and they'll rush over and take care of whatever I'm in the mood for. Honestly, getting divorced was kind of the best thing to have ever happened to me. Why? You want to be added to my roster or something? Ooh, wait. Look at you, quickly turning away. Have you not outgrown your little crush on me, dear? Oh my goodness. You haven't, have you? You do not understand how you just made my day. Oh, I am so flattered. An older woman like me? Having the attention of a college student like yourself? Oh my God. Is that why you're hiding out here? Are you trying to avoid me or something? Nah, that makes more sense. Yeah, your mom has been talking to me about that person for the past few months, insisting that you two would be a match made in heaven. I think she thinks that just because the trust fund is involved, that's going to be an instant yes or something. Just between you and me, I knew it was doomed from the start. That person was never going to be your type. You like women that are older, don't you? That glint in your eye says more to me than you ever would. If it makes you feel better, I've always had a soft spot for you. Until today, I still thought of you as that snot-nosed terror that tried to put worms in my cake or spilled paint on my bag. The distance from college. Well, it's done wonders for you. You've grown up so much in the past year or two. I barely recognized you. I think I'm starting to see you in a whole new light. If I hadn't been told who you were, I would have probably tried to pick you up. Can you believe that? I didn't think you would be so hopeful, dear. Still harboring a crush on me after all these years? Damn. You got it really bad, don't you? Well, lucky for you, weed has an interesting side effect for me. For some reason, it's always made me unbelievably horny. I think it's the only time I'm fully relaxed, so my body decides to take advantage of it, you know? So I'll make you a deal. We do a sneaky little hookup out here. You take care of me, I take care of you, and then we both sneak inside. I won't tell your mom you're high if you don't tell her we hooked up. Does that work? Perfect. Was it as good as you imagined? You know just what to say to make a girl's heart flutter. Surprised you haven't taken a sweetheart at college yet. Someone as hot as you? I mean, if I was there, I would be lining up outside your door for my chance. I guess things really have changed since my time. Starting to undress you. You're almost giddy as you feel my hands. I've thought about this exact moment so many times, haven't you? I think I want to hear more about those fantasies you've had about me. But later, maybe I would be willing to make some of them come true. But I'm way too fucking wet right now to pay attention, so instead, I'm just going to stand up and ask you to bend over the bench. Can you do that for me? Oh, there you are, dear. And almost no hesitation, my goodness. If you hadn't told me otherwise, I would think you're being bent in half almost every night. In reality, you're just this excited to be with me. Never thought that this moment was going to happen. Even now, you aren't sure if it's real. The weed makes my touch feel so much better as a warm haze clouds your mind. Gotta get my finger wet first. There we go. Starting to lean into my touch. You feel my wet finger graze just outside your hole. Light and barely there. You bite your lip, trying your best not to beg. You're too proud for that, aren't you? Can't wait to change that about you. Is this your first time anyone has been inside you yet? What an honor for me. I'm so happy that it's me who gets to pop your cherry like this. Bent over in the garden, taking my finger like a common street whore. I can really tell you don't know what you're doing. Clumsy movements as you get used to the sensation. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Just trust me, dear. It's only going to keep getting better. I want to see if you can come from this. If you need a little extra stimulation, I'm not afraid to use my other hands. If you can come for me like this, you'll have earned the right to make me come. Not going to just let you have it right away. Not after all these years. No, no, no. I need to make sure you can handle it. If I were to just give you my pussy like this, you would get so overwhelmed. You wouldn't know what to do with it. You wouldn't know how to deal with how wet I am. How to move my clit. Oh, you would be so out of your depths. It's all right, dear. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's why I'm here, right? Yeah. And it's why you have to earn it. Oh, it's going to be okay. I'm going to make you feel good enough that you want to return to that party again. My finger continues to slide in and out without any hesitation from your own hole. Feeling you relax and loosen around me, you start to cant your hips, trying to get it deeper. Oh, it's starting to feel really good, isn't it? Yeah, that's it, sugar. Not a hint of that sulky attitude from earlier. I guess you just needed a pleasant distraction in order to feel better. Going to have the energy to converse with everyone and play the part of a happy college student. Once I'm done with you, you're not going to be able to wipe a smile off of your face. Moaning and agreeing. Such an eager little thing. And all for me. So lucky that I decided to find you. Think you can take another finger? Adding it along with the first. Not slowing down, just letting it slide alongside. You instantly moan at the stretch as the bench creaks underneath. Feeling the fingers start to scissor inside you. You rock your hips. It feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah. Getting used to the sensation. It's almost enough to get you there. But you need a little extra help, don't you? Feeling a bit ignored. My other hand reaches around. Starting to touch you. Going at a steady pace. It's a bit different from the fingers moving inside you, but that doesn't distract you. If anything, it makes it better. The weed makes it feel so much better. There you go, dear. If you think this feels good, just wait until you take a strap. Can only imagine what a slut you would sound like once I got that inside you. You would look so pretty bent over and taking all 9 inches for me. The blue glittery cock pounding in and out of your needy hole. 2 fingers wouldn't be enough. You would need 3, wouldn't you? You're right. Maybe even 4 fingers. Could you take that, dear? Doesn't matter if you think you can or can't, because you would be determined to make me proud. You want to show off for me. Forgot how desperate for approval you are when you're young. You just want to be good for me, don't you? Can see it in your eyes. With my fingers sliding in and out of you, any hint of sulkiness melt away, turning into a pliant and desperate doll who was just eager to please. Oh, I am definitely going to be having my fun with you. Not going to be able to keep this as a one-time thing. I've been looking for someone like you for a while. Someone who can handle everything I have. Who is willing to take what I give them and then still ask for more. You're goddamn perfect, sugar. Can't believe you were right in front of me this entire time. All it took was going away to college for a year or two, and then I get a whole new perspective of you. Do you even know how sexy you look right now? Trying to control your moans by biting your lips. You rock yourself against my hands. You move forward and fuck yourself harder against me. You move backwards and impale yourself deeper. Didn't even notice when the 3rd finger joins. You don't know where you are, what's going on. All you know is that you feel good and that you want it to keep going. You're doing such an amazing job, sugar. Keep it up. Keep going. Only making me wetter the closer you get. Just remember to keep your voice down. I know it's getting harder. With your orgasm quickly approaching, it's the only thing on your mind. But you gotta stay somewhat in control, okay? That's how you stay on my good side. It's how you earn my pussy. It's alright, dear. I've got you. I'm right here. Breathe for me, sugar. I know it feels good, but you can take it. You're almost there. Teetering on the edge as your body struggles. Think about your prize. You want to feel how wet you make me, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, dear. Don't worry. You're going to get to make yourself useful. Just wanted to take care of you first. Watch you fall apart for me. Maybe bribe you to come back to the party. Just a few fingers make you melt so quickly. Can barely control yourself as you get closer. Whether you want it or not, your orgasm is coming. A lot quicker than you thought as you let out another moan. Rocking desperately against me. Oh, you're so cute when you're all pathetic like this. Oh my goodness. I didn't realize what a whore you had grown into. It's so good to see you embracing what you really are, dear. A lot of people discover they're sluts in college, and it's really nice to see that you are no different. Just a whore who needs to be fucked. The only difference is that you only want older women who know what they're doing, who can take care of you. People your own age just don't do it for you. Need someone older, someone wiser, someone with more experience who can guide you, don't you? Yeah. I'll take care of you, dear. All you have to do is trust me. That's something you've always had, isn't it? Your unwavering trust only gets me wetter. Oh, it's so hot to see how good you are for me. You know, for being so well-behaved, why don't you come? I think you've taken just about all you can. My three fingers are scissoring inside your hole, thrusting in and out as my hand strokes your most sensitive parts. It's all too much. You can't take it. Not anymore. Let it out. Come for me, dear. Let go and come. Like that. Yeah. That's it, sugar. Let it all out. Let's hope no one heard that. I'm sure the music is too loud anyways. As you catch your breath, tell me, did you enjoy your first time? I'm glad. Now, I want you to sit down on the bench you were just leaning on. I'm going to take a seat next to you. I'm going to tell you exactly how to finger me. And if you do a good enough job, you'll get to feel me come. Can you handle that, or is it too much responsibility for you, dear? Good, good. Taking your hand in my own, I guide you into my pants. Underneath my satin panties, right to my soaking pussy. It feels good, doesn't it? Start by gently circling my clit. Yeah. You like that? Not too hard, just a delicate tiny circles. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You feel how my hips rock to meet your touch? It's because you're doing a good job. Keep it up and you'll keep feeling it. Tell me, sugar. You haven't had anything inside you before, but have you ever touched a woman like this? Guess I'm being your first with everything. Not that I mind. There's something hot about it. Knowing I'm the only person you've ever touched. The only person you've ever wanted. Better be careful. I might start feeling a bit possessive of you, dear. I'm not normally like that with my hookups. So you better be careful with me or else I'm going to start catching feelings for you. Oh, that's, yeah, that's the spot. Oh, that's so, you know, why don't you try lightly tapping it before going back to circling? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. Do it again for me. Oh, listen so well. Can feel how you start to speed up because my hips are pressing harder against your touch. I didn't think I would feel so needy after fingering you. I swear I normally have better self-control. Guess there's just something special about you, dear. I can admit to myself when I want someone. You're doing such a good job of following instructions. Why don't you try moving my clit side to side now? Yeah, that's good. I want you to switch between circling and sliding side to side. Is that going to be too difficult for you? Make me proud, dear. Do a good enough job and I'll come for you. You've only fantasized about it every single night since you were a teenager. Can only imagine all the wet dreams you've had about me. How many times I've gotten you off in your head. Oh, now it's time to make good on that. You want me to come back to you, don't you? They make me feel good, sugar. Make me come on your fingers. You're already doing such a good job following my orders so well. Oh, this is what I want to see, what I want to feel. Go faster. Speed it up. I don't want to wait. No reason to deny myself, right? You want to feel me come just as badly as I do. Can see it in your eyes as you match my hips' motions. Oh, you're enjoying yourself, aren't ya? Probably getting all turned on as you watch me get closer. Oh, we could go all afternoon like this. Taking hits of the blood. Touching each other. Finding all the ways to make each other scream. God, what a dream waste of an afternoon. It's such a shame we have to go back to that boring party. Oh, this is so much more fun. A way better use of our time. Oh, yeah right there. Oh, so fucking close. It's stay right there. Like that. Don't you fucking move. Keep it up. Keep that motion up. Oh, fuck. Amazing. And you said you'd never done that before? Well, you're a natural, dear. Or my directions were just that good. Either way, thank you for making this party a lot more fun. It's actually going to be tolerable now that my clit isn't fucking throbbing from the weed. I'm just realizing. You should probably get redressed before we get back. Gotta make ourselves look presentable somehow. If we both come in looking disheveled, people are definitely going to figure it out. Your mom would fucking kill me if she knew I slept with you, so this is a secret we take to our grave, understand? If you keep your lips quiet, I would be willing to make this a regular thing whenever you're in town. But we can discuss that more later, when neither of us are high and there isn't a party we need to get back to. Here, look at me. You got some wrinkles still. Smoothing them out. I think this is as good as we're going to get. How do I look? Is it obvious that I'm high or that we just fucked? Good. Good. I'll be honest, you look a little frazzled, but we can just say you needed to vent about something to me. That's believable, right? Yeah, perfect. Sticking my arm out. Why don't you take it? Looping your arm around mine. Ready to be escorted back. Let's get this over with.